找不到也没关系。所以现在讲到要用高科技的话，当一旦高科技出了问题，就是很麻烦的事情。
It's okay if you cannot find it, but remember to record the sermon.
所以我有这个最原始的，所以我不会担心。啊，没关系，嗯，这那个。
Okay, fine, we got it.
那 PowerPoint 主要是一些图片，可以让大家可以更好的理解我讲的。好，啊，弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace in be with you.
啊，在这个纪念耶稣基督诞生的日子，我们今天中英会堂的弟兄姐妹，我们聚在一起，联合崇拜，来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
On the day when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters from both Chinese and English congregations, we gather together for this joint worship, to worship our Lord and our God.
在我们教会，我们一年有三次是中英文堂联合一起敬拜。
We have three joint worship each year.
一次就是圣诞节、复活节，还有我们的堂庆，这三次。
Christmas time and Easter day.
还有联合堂庆的。
And the joint celebration, anniversary celebration of our church.
所以让我们能够在一起联合敬拜的时候，让我们知道我们是虽然说有不同的语言，但是我们是在同一个教会里面。
Even though we have different languages, but join worship, we join us together as one church.
耶稣基督配得我们所有的敬拜赞美。
Jesus Christ is worthy of all worships and praise.
今天我们还有洗礼。本来是有七位弟兄姐妹的，但是有一位姐妹她今天早上给我发消息说她肚子特别的疼痛，所以她不能够来参加。
Today we also celebrate baptism. Originally seven people, brothers and sisters, are placing their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. But however, their one sister suffered from a stomach pain this morning, and then he cannot make it today.Let's pray for him.
所以其实你知道，受洗是一个很重要的决定，也是有很多的属灵征战在里面。
Baptism is a very critical decision for people, and there's a lot of spiritual fight when this decision is made.
所以我们每次要受洗的时候，都要迫切的为要受洗的弟兄姐妹祷告。
So we need to pray eagerly.To those brothers and sisters who is placing their faith to Jesus Christ and to be ready for the baptism.
我想起，其实，在大概20年前，真的刚好差不多20年前，我是2005年的时候圣诞节的时候受洗，结果在头一天晚上，我跟我太太大吵了一架。
I still remember about 20 years ago, 2005, the night before my baptism, I fight with my wife, 马月 very much.
真的是我那时候想，哇，天哪，明天都要受洗了，我今天晚上还在这儿大吵一架，我这个事到底是怎么回事情
？So what happened to me? What's wrong with me? The next day is my baptism day. Why are still fight with my wife now?
所以后来我才知道，真的是后来有很多的一些经历，就是知道受洗前真的是有很多的征战。
And then eventually I recognize that there are not a spiritual fight during this special moment of baptism.
但是感谢神因着他的爱他的救恩使我们可以胜过这一切的挑战。
But thanks be to God, because of him, we can overcome all these challenges.
因为我们的主他是完全的神也是完全的人。
And our Lord is fully God and fully human.
他是神道成肉身来到世上成为人要把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
He is God come to the world with the flesh and want to save us
上次我分享了约翰福音第一章前面的内容，讲述耶稣是完全的神。
Okay, He is a God who became flesh and came into the world to save us from sin and lead us into His kingdom of light. Last time I shared from John chapter 1:1-9, focused on the truth that Jesus is fully God.
那地方啊，约翰福音第一章第一节说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。”
God, John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
所以，耶稣就是真神。
Jesus is the true God.
今天我要继续分享啊，约翰福音第一章的内容，讲述耶稣是完全的人。
Today we continue for John chapter 1.Focusing on the truth that Jesus is full human.
我们知道耶稣是完全的人，那对我们又有什么实际意义呢？
What practical significance does this mean to us?
我们要将对耶稣的认识转换成我们的生命。
We must transform our knowledge of Jesus into our daily life.
在约翰福音我们刚才读的那段经文当中，约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
John chapter 1 verse 14 says, The word became flesh and dwell among us, full of grace and truth.
这是基督信仰当中最奇妙最不可思议最核心的内容之一。
This is one of the most marvelous, most incomprehensible, and the most central truth of the Christian faith.
前面约翰已经证明说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，而这道现在竟然成了肉身，也就是说，神成为人。
Earlier, John has already established that in the beginning was the Word.And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Yet, this Word became flesh. God became human, possessing flesh and blood like us.
这怎么可能？神怎么可能成为人呢？
How is this possible? God became flesh.
从伦理上来讲的话，这个是没有任何问题的。因为创造宇宙万物的真神，他是凡事都能。
From the standpoint of power, there's not a problem. This is not a problem. The true God who creates the universe is able to do all things.
但是从意愿上来讲的话，我们的神他是何等的伟大，何等的尊贵，何等的荣耀，竟然来到世上成为软弱的人，这真是太不可思议了，对吗？
But from a standpoint of willingness, this is astonishment. God is so great, so exalted, and so glorious, yet he came into the world to become a weak and humble human being. This is truly unimaginable.
比方说我们是生活在王宫里面的王子或者是公主，我们愿意去难民营生活吗？
For example, if we are princes or princesses living in a royal palace, and would we willing to live in a refugee camping?
正常人是不会的，对吗？
Normally people would not.
也许有，但是它一定有特别的原因。
Unless there were a very special reason.
教会历史上许多神学家试图去解释道怎样成为人。
Throughout church histories, theologians have attempted to explain how the Word became human.
有人认为耶稣他原本是人，后来升格成为神。
Some claim that Jesus was originally human and later evolved to divinity.
有人认为耶稣是神，但是你看到的那个人其实不是一个真实的人，只是一个幻影。
Some said Jesus was God, but his humanity was merely an illusion.
有人说耶稣是真实的人，是神的灵附在他身上。
Others said Jesus was a real man upon whom the God's Spirit descended.
这些在教会历史当中都被正统的教会定为异端。
All these views were declared heretical by the Orthodox Church.
道成了肉身，就是说神以完全的人的形式来到了世上。
The word become flesh means that God came into the world in the full form of a human being.
他是借着童贞女怀孕，这有点像我们今天的这个代孕的这种方式。
He was conceived by the Virgin Mary, somewhat like a modern, surrogacy.
之后，他诞生在马槽里面，与所有人一样经历出生成长的过程。
And was born in a manger, like all people, experienced birth and growth.
耶稣是完全的神，他是永恒的全能神。
Jesus is fully God, the eternal and the almighty God.
但他在人类历史的某一个特定的时间点，以完全的人的形式来到人世间，与世人一样的生活。
Yet at a specific moment.In human history, he entered the world as a fully human person, living as people live, subject to human limitations.
他也会像人一样啊，有需要吃喝拉撒，也承受人性一切的苦难与患难。
He need to eat, drink, people, and rest. He endured all the suffering and afflictions of human.Of humanity.
他也与我们人一样有肉身，所以也要经历世人都要经历的死亡。
And ultimately, because he had a physical body, he experienced death.
唯一与世人不一样的，他是完全圣洁无罪的人。
The only difference was that he was completely holy and without sin.
这位创造宇宙万物的这位真神竟然成为肉身，降卑到与自己最不相称的地位。
The creator of all things humbled himself to take on a position utterly unmatched to his holy glory.
神对世人的爱就是何等的奇妙。
How marvelous.Is God's love for humanity.
他为了要救赎我们，就成为肉身，谦卑到成为与你我一样的人的样子。
In order to redeem us, he became flesh and humbled himself to become a person like you and me.
这就是
This is the love.
这就是我们所说的神的爱。
This is the love of God.
我们都说我们要爱人，对吗？
We often say that we love others.
但你我是否愿意先把自己降卑到与你所爱的人的地位相同？
But are we willing to humble ourselves to the same level as those we love, to help them and to love them?
去帮助他们，去爱他们。
To love them and help them.
我们很多的爱是一种高高在上的爱，是施舍的爱，而不是降卑自己、舍去自己的爱。
Much of our love is love from above, a condescending and a charitable love, rather than a self-emptying and sacrificing love.
这段时间我们在教会里面小组里面我们都在看那个纪录片啊，宣教士，对吗？大家印象是非常的深刻。
Recently, each of our cell groups has been watching missionary documentaries.And we have very impressed by those documentary.
我们看到成千上万的宣教士，他们真的是效法耶稣基督道成肉身的爱，来到了落后、贫穷、封闭的中国。
We have seen how countless missionaries truly followed the examples of Jesus' incarnational love. coming to, by then, poor, underdeveloped, and closed China.
他们把自己的一生甚至的后代都奉献给了中国，他们爱真的是就是效法耶稣基督道成肉身的这样大爱。
Offering their entire lives, even the lives of their descendants to this land, China, their love is incarnational love.
我们这几年也都在组织弟兄姐妹去洪都拉斯短宣。
In recent years, we have also organized a short-term missionary trip to Honduras.
我们知道洪都拉在加拿大的生活与在洪都拉斯的生活确实的真的是相差特别的大，去了你就会发现真的是一个在天一个在地。
Life in Canada and life in Honduras are significantly different, like heaven and earth.
我们愿意去爱洪都拉斯那里的人吗？
Are we willing to go to Honduras to love the people there?
我们很多人是会摇头的。
Many of us would shake their hands.
但是要让我们花同样的钱去坐豪华游轮的话，我想没有几个人会拒绝的。
Okay, I should say shake their heads, not hands. Okay. Shake their heads. And yet, if we were asked to spend the same amount of money to go to a luxury cruise trip, and I believe very few would refuse.
这是为什么呢？
Why is that?
真的，大家要去思想一下。
We need to think about it.
我们愿意像耶稣基督一样，道成肉身，降卑自己去爱他人吗？
Are we really willing, like Jesus Christ, to humble ourselves and become incarnational in our love?
这是我们在圣诞节纪念耶稣基督诞生的日子，我们每个人都应该去思想的一个问题。
This is a question worth a serious reflection as we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他是真神，他竟然愿意谦卑舍己来到世上与你我一样，成为你我一样的人。我们得到耶稣基督的这样的爱，我们也愿意以这样的爱去爱他人吗？这是我们真的是要去思想的一个问题。要不然我们对耶稣基督纪念耶稣基督诞生的没有任何的意义，知道吗？
So do we really want to love people as Jesus to give out this incarnational love? It's a question we need to think about. We really want to do it or not?
我们都希望神为我们做很多的事情，但是当我们愿意要去为别人做一些事情的时候，我们就很多的时候，我们真的是就在那儿不愿意。
We willing to do a lot of things for God, but
就是当我们让我们去爱别人的时候，这样去爱别人的时候，我们就不愿意。
And when we were asked to love other people like this, we barely willing to do it.
所以这是我们在圣诞节，我们在纪念耶稣基督诞生的日子，我们真的是要去思想耶稣基督道成肉身是为了什么。
So this is a question we need to really think about it during this special Christmas time. And what's the real meaning of word become flesh?
耶稣基督他不仅道成肉身来到成为人来到世上，他还住在世人中间。
Jesus not only become flesh and also came into the world, he also dwelled among humanity.
他既成为人，就把自己置于与世人相同的处境当中。
Having taken on human nature, he placed himself in the same scenarios as all peoples.
他道成为肉身来到世上，他可以选择诞生在王宫的这个 这个地方，或者是诞生在一个富人的家庭里面，对吗？
When the world became flesh, he could choose to live in a palace or in a wealthy household. Is that right?
但是他没有这样，而是成为与你我一样的人，并且是与世人同住，生活在罪人当中。
Yet he did neither. Instead, he became like us and lived among ordinary people, among
生活在软弱的人当中，生活在卑微的人当中。
Among sinners, among the weak, among the lonely.
并且他来到世上，不是只住一天，不是只住几天，不是只住几年，而是将他在地上的日子一生都住在我们世人当中。
And he did not stay just for one single night, nor a short time. He dwelt among the humanity throughout his entire earthly life.
耶稣诞生的时候，因为没有住宿的地方，就降生在简陋的马棚里面。
When Jesus was born, there was no room for him, so he was born in a humble manger.
出生之后不久，因为当时的希律王想要杀他。然后约瑟和玛利亚啊，他在地上的父母就带着他逃难到了埃及。
Soon afterward, because King Herod sought to kill him, Joseph and Mary, which is his earthly father and mother, fled with him to Egypt.
他的地上的父亲约瑟是一个，或者我们其实其实相当于养父哈，因为没有血缘关系。他的那个父亲约瑟是一个木匠。然后耶稣就从小生活在一个木匠的一个贫穷的家庭当中。
So Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, was a carpenter, and Jesus was grew up in a poor family.
耶稣他三十岁出来传道的时候，他先接受施洗约翰的洗礼，然后在旷野四十天接受魔鬼的试探。
So when Jesus began his missionary at around 30 years old. He first received baptism from John the Baptist, then spent 40 days in the wilderness being tempted by the devil.
他常常与犹太人看不起的税吏、妓女、有疾病的、忧伤的人在一起。
He often associated with tax collectors, prostitutes, the sick,and the sorrowful.
他没有住在宫殿里面，而是像住在帐篷的牧人一样，没有连枕头的地方都没有。
He did not live in the royal palaces, but like a shepherd dwelling in tents, that had no place to lay his head.
他还常常被那些犹太宗教领袖控告，被逼迫，被人用石头打，被人嘲笑、辱骂等等。
He was frequently accused by Jewish religious leaders, persecuted, and threatened with stones, and mocked, and also insulted.
所以这就是耶稣怎样住在世人中间的。
This is how Jesus dwelt among us, the eternal word.
这位永恒的道，创造天地的主。成为肉身住在世人中间。
The eternal word, the creature of heaven, and earth, became flesh and living among humanity.
他为什么要如此住
？Why did he do that?
答案只有一个。
There's only one answer.
什么答案？你们知道吗
？Do you know what's the answer?
就是要与你我认同。
He wanted to identify with us.
在十九世纪，大量的外国宣教士进入中国传讲耶稣的福音的时候，但是他们还是在保留在本国的那种生活习惯和着装。
In the 19th century, many foreign militaries entered China to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yet most of them retained their Western lifestyle and clothing habit.
我们知道啊，英国宣教士戴德森是1854年来到了中国。
We know that the British missionary Hudson Taylor arrived in China in 1854.
他为了让自己更容易被中国人所接受，他就脱去西装，穿上长袍，然后留着长辫子。
He adopted Chinese dress and also long hair style so that he might be more readily accepted by the local people.
他为了让自己变得一个更像一个本地的中国人，住在中国人中间，这样结果他真的是这样的方式传福音的效果非常的好。
He lived among Chinese and as a result his evangelistic missionary ministry was remarkable successful.
后来他要求他所创办的中国内地会的所有的宣教士都要像他这样如此行，穿长袍，留着长辫子。
And later, he required all missionaries of the China inland, inland mission to do the same thing. And Hudson Taylor, not only...
戴德森他不仅效法耶稣基督道成肉身来到中国，他也效法耶稣基督住在世人中间，住在中国人中间。
So Hudson Taylor not only followed Jesus' incarnational example, but also followed his example of dwelling among the people.
因为耶稣基督住在世人中间，因此他体贴我们人一切的软弱、限制或痛苦。
Because Jesus dwell among humanity, he understands all the limitations, weaknesses.And the sufferings of human being, and he came to help us and to save us.
在希伯来书四章十五节那段经文，比较长一点哈，我先来读，然后神威弟兄再翻译。在希伯来书四章十五节说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与你我一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以。我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So Hebrew chapter 4 verse 15 says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Therefore,We can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们在世的生活啊，真的是可以说是充满了劳苦愁烦。就算是一生平顺的人，随着年纪一天天的增长变老，疾病最终就会成为日常的生活一部分。
So life in the world is full of hardness.And sorrow, even though